You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Alex Pardo, and I want to go ahead and dive right into piggybacking off of episode 691, where I shared with you some thoughts about accountability partners, which was inspired by a post by my friend Tom Kroll. So definitely want to recommend that you guys check out episode 691. And I think the reason I wanted to share what I'm about to is because I was on a call with a friend just recently, and this friend has been experiencing a lot of outside pressure to perform and to grow the business and to continue to generate revenue and make more money so that he can provide and do all the things that he wants to do. And I think we've all been at that place. And this is somebody who I've had the privilege of just pouring into for the last several years, and just awesome, awesome guy, big heart, very confident, go-getter, like pours into other people, just really, really just quality, genuine dude, and a strong, strong entrepreneur, and somebody who continues to grow day by day, week by week. And I was thinking back and reflecting on my own journey. And there have been periods in my life where I have been in a rut, in a funk. There's a lot of words to describe it, but I think if you're listening to this, you can probably relate to what I'm sharing with you is times when you just can't figure yourself out or things aren't going as planned. There's this feeling inside. And for some people, it manifests in different parts of their body, their chest, their gut, tension in their hands. They get constant headaches. That stress manifesting itself in some forms as anxiety, and just you start to doubt yourself, right? You start to forget why you're doing what you're doing. Or maybe you're not clear, or you're not sure what your why and your purpose is. But one of the things is I was having a conversation with my friend and kind of walking him through this and helping him out. I realized that preparation leads to confidence, right? And I think back at the times where I've been nervous about doing something, stepping out into the unknown. What has really contributed to that feeling of nervousness, where I've made the uncertainty of the unknown be bigger than what it really should have been, is when maybe I didn't feel prepared, right? So if you walk away with nothing from this episode, but you walk away with the fact that preparation leads to confidence, apply that to the different areas of your life, right? If there's something that if you're not embracing or leaning into the uncertainty, if you're fearful of the outcome, if you're scared to take an action and do something that you know will lead to results if you're consistent with it over time, but you're fearful of taking that action because of what people might say, people might think, how am I going to look if I fail? What's this person going to say? Like all that crap that we make up in our head. One of the things that I think can help you with that is preparation, right? So what I want to share with you on today's podcast episode is the power of the Monday morning quarterback exercise, right? So if there's any football fans out there listening, or maybe if you just have heard the term Monday morning quarterback, what that refers to is NFL games are played on Sundays, typically, right? Obviously, Thursday games and there's Monday night games and things of that nature. But the term Monday morning quarterback years ago, I don't know where it came from, but it came from the fact that quarterbacks go out, they lead their offense on Sunday, and then on Monday, they typically get in the film room and they watch the tape, right? They watch back the game. It's called quote unquote Monday morning quarterbacking. It's you go back and you start to say, oh, well, or somebody from the outside that wasn't even in the game, Monday morning quarterbacks it, right? Like, oh, that person, he should have done this. He should have done that. And he's got the benefit of the results. The game has already been played. And so sometimes people are able to Monday morning quarterback something because they've already seen what has happened, right? They know the results. I think you can apply that very concept of Monday morning quarterbacking to your business, right? If you're listening to this, you probably have a real estate business. I've actually heard from numerous entrepreneurs that have businesses outside of real estate that listen to the show, which I'm extremely grateful for, by the way. So awesome that not just real estate investors listen to the show, but I think there's an opportunity if there's something you're struggling with in your business. And by the way, this applies to, as with most things we talk about in the show, this applies to anything in your life, whether it's health, relationships, spirituality. You can apply the Monday morning quarterback exercise to different areas of your life. But let's just take business, for example. Conversation with my buddy, he's a strong, strong sales guy. Like sales is one of his superpowers. And lately, he has felt like he has kind of lost his mojo. He's been in a little bit of a funk. He hasn't even really, he just hasn't been closing at the clip that he's used to closing at. And so he was kind of sharing with me like that he's been feeling this. And so I started to kind of ask him questions and just peel back the layers of the onion and walk me through your mindset going into an appointment with a seller. Walk me through how the appointment is going. And as a result of that conversation, he realized that he was so focused on getting the deal that he lost track of what got him there. And what got him there was putting the seller's needs first, right? The reason he's such a good sales guy is because he's not worried about closing the sale. He's worried about providing a solution to the seller's problem, or he's worried about putting the other person's needs before his own. That's what got him there. That's why he was closing 25, 30% plus in some cases. But he was sharing with me that his closing ratio was about half of that. And I noticed that he was so focused on the KPIs. Now, this might seem counterintuitive because on this podcast, I've talked about the importance of KPIs, which are key performance indicators. They're the metrics, right? They're the numbers on the speedometer or on the dashboard that tell us how fast we're going, how slow we're going. Do we need oil? What are our RPMs? Like the important numbers in our business. And there's leading indicators and there's lagging indicators. And it's important that we know our KPIs. But he was so focused on that. He was so focused on going in to the appointment, having to close the deal because some of the outside pressure that he was feeling to perform and to provide. And I said, dude, take the pressure off, right? I'm going to share something. And this is me talking to him. I said, I'm going to share something with you that I don't think I've ever told anybody. Forget the KPIs for the next 30 days. Put the KPIs off to the side. Just focus on solving the seller's problem. And if, by the way, you aren't able to solve the person's problem, then perfect. You weren't the one to help them. They don't need help at this point, right? So I said, just be yourself. Focus on the other seller or focus on the seller's problems. So we had a follow-up call about, I don't know, 3-4 weeks later. I was so grateful to hear that he was just in a different headspace. And he said, man, I've seen improvements already and I'm feeling like I've gotten my mojo back. And it's because I'm putting the seller's needs first. And one of the things I shared with him a couple calls ago when I talked to him about the Monday morning quarterback, I said, go back and listen to the recordings because with the seller's permission, he records the acquisitions calls and the meetings, the appointments. And I said, go back and listen to some of your calls, your recent calls. And then I want you to go back and listen to the calls where you closed, right? I.e. where you were able to help the seller. Or by the way, listen to the calls where you helped the seller, but you didn't close, which by the way, that's still a win. Listen to those calls and then listen to your recent calls where you weren't getting the deal. And I want you to come back and report like what your findings were, like what was the difference? And he came back and he's like, dude, it was crazy to go back and listen to my calls. Like when I first heard you challenge me with that, I almost mentally dismissed it, right? Because it's kind of an awkward and uncomfortable and kind of a tedious exercise, right? Like nobody wants to listen to themselves, but there's value in preparation. There's value in putting in the work. And to his credit, he went back and he did the hard work. He listened to several seller appointments. And he actually even did it with one of his team members. And he got outside input feedback that was very valuable to him. And as a result, now, again, he's gotten his mojo back, as he would say it. He's back to closing. He's back to putting sellers' needs first. So the reason I share that story with you is because if you are in a funk, if you are in a rut, go back to a time when you felt like you were at the top of your game and start to document and journal what was going on during that time. In all likelihood, you were feeling confident. In all likelihood, you were serving, you were impacting, you were putting other people's needs first, you were solving problems. I would venture to say if you're in a funk, if something isn't going the way that you expect or want, it's probably because you're so focused on you and your needs, your wants, your desires, that you've lost your way almost. And I'm speaking generally here, right? Because obviously this podcast is one to many. And so I'd have to have a conversation with you to find out what's going on. What has you feeling like you're in a rut? I'd probably poke and probe and ask a bunch of questions until we finally got to the root. But if you walk away with nothing else, but walk away with the fact that you need to prepare in order to feel confident, you need to put other people's needs first before your own and solve problems. Focus on solving problems. Don't focus on your closing ratio, right? Or your conversion rate. Don't get me wrong. Those are important KPIs. Those are important metrics. But if you're in a rut, if you're in a funk, if you've lost your way, if you're feeling off, start to dissect some of what I've shared with you on this podcast episode, and I think it'll really help you. I'm super proud of my buddy for, number one, for having the awareness, right? And having the awareness that, dude, I'm off. Like, what's going on? Number two, for opening up and sharing, right? And saying, dude, this is what I'm experiencing. Because we all have these moments, and sometimes it feels like it's frequently or daily, where we're putting out fires or we're just like stuff is going south, like it's hitting the fan, so to speak, right? And so to his credit, he just opened up and was very transparent about some of the struggles he had. And then number three, he did the work, right? He went through the Monday morning quarterback exercise and he came back with a result. So to tie this into the previous episode about accountability, I didn't have to hold him accountable because he was going to hold himself accountable. I expected him to hold himself accountable. Right. So back to our previous episode, if you're looking for external accountability, hoping that that's going to push you through when you're struggling, I think it's not sustainable. I think it's broken. I think it's faulty. When you realize that accountability starts from within and then you supplement it with the right people around you to quote unquote hold you accountable, that's a winning success. I mean, that's a winning formula for success. Right. So that's what I have for you on today's podcast episode. Thank you so much for those of you who have taken the time to leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It really, really helps. The show continues to grow as a result of your support. And then the last thing I will share with you just, and I'll probably record a separate podcast episode about this. I want you to check out this website, www.checkerc.com. Checkerc.com. I just got notified that a buddy of mine, his mom who owns a business, was just approved for over $500,000 in ERC credits. If you don't know anything about it, go to checkerc.com. It's a COVID CARES Act government relief program that isn't going to be around forever. There's a certain amount of funds that the government has allocated for business owners who had W-2 employees in 2020 and 2021. Now, obviously, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. I'm not giving financial advice or legal advice or anything like that. So check with your accountant, check with the professionals, but checkerc.com is a company that I personally worked with and I've had numerous friends work with them. And it's not a loan. It's an actual credit that you get, which is pretty awesome. So checkerc.com. And if you have any questions about it, I'm happy to share with you my experience as well. So with that being said, have an incredible day and I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast episode. Take care, my friends. One last thing before you go. If you have been listening to the show for a while and or you have been getting value from the show, I would be 100% honored if you would share this show with a friend or maybe share it with somebody that you think could benefit from this. It's my mission, it's my cause, it's my purpose through Flip Empire to impact and touch people's lives and in their businesses. So it would be an honor if you would be willing to share this episode. And one last thing, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get notified every Monday and Thursday when shows get released. I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. Until then, have a great day.